From Spark and Anvil and Latticeforge, this is Umbra, in Chapter 1 of the Latticeforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Umbra tended Shadow. In her grids, the numbers came pre-filled, too many of them, the same number repeated along a row or down a column. Her job wasn't to add, it was to shade, to darken certain cells until no number repeated in any row or column. But there were two more rules, and they were the whole art. No two shaded cells may touch, and every unshaded cell must stay connected to all the others. Shade too greedily, and you strand a corner in the dark, cut off from the rest. So you're erasing duplicates, Maya said, by covering them. By covering some of them, Umbra said, resting a fingertip over a cell without darkening it yet. If a three shows up twice in a row, one of them gets shaded, but which one? The rule that decides is usually the touching rule. Two duplicates side by side, I can't shade both. They'd touch. So often I shade the one that keeps its shaded neighbors apart. She darkened a cell, and it sat alone, no shadow beside it, the light path around it unbroken.
Umbra had been a lamplighter in a winding old quarter, dousing lamps at dawn. There was an art to which lamps you doused. Put out two next to each other, and a stretch of street went pitch black. Leave the wrong one lit, and a corner glared. She learned to douse so the darkness never pooled, and the lit path always ran unbroken from one end of the quarter to the other.
Ada found her and knew immediately. You don't just remove duplicates, Ada said. You remove them without breaking the whole. Anyone can find a duplicate, Umbra said. The craft is shading it in a way that doesn't touch another shadow and doesn't cut a cell off from the rest. Two rules pulling against the first one. That's where the real deductions live. Her method leans on the negatives. A cell, she proves, must stay lit because shading it would strand a corner. She circles as safe, and every duplicate of its number in that row and column must be the shaded one instead. And whenever she shades a cell, she immediately marks its four neighbors as safe. They can't be shaded. They'd touch. Those forced safe cells then force their duplicates to be shaded, and the shadow pattern deduces itself the way Anli's numbers do, one justified cell at a time.
A boy was shading fast and stranded a single cell in the top corner. Look at that cell, Umbra said, not scolding. Is there any lit path from it to the rest of the grid? He looked. The cell was ringed by shadow. No, it's cut off. Then one of those shadows around it is wrong. It has to stay lit to keep that corner connected. Which shadow, if you kept it lit, would still leave no duplicate uncovered? He traced it, unshaded one cell, and the corner rejoined the whole. The duplicate it was supposed to cover turned out to have another copy that could safely take the shadow instead. I thought removing more was better, he said. Removing more is easy, Umbra said gently. Removing exactly enough and keeping everyone connected? That's the work.
At the end, Umbra steps back and checks the three things. No number repeats in any row or column. No two shadows touch. And she traces it with her eye, corner to corner. The lit cells all hold together in one unbroken piece. Nothing stranded, nothing pooled. There's a particular relief in that last check, the connectivity one. She always half fears she's cut something off. When the light runs unbroken end to end, the fear lets go all at once, and a soft whole feeling settles over her, like a quarter fully and safely lit. You can take a lot away, she murmurs, the old lamplighter's line, as long as what's left still holds together. And the grid, dark in exactly the right places and whole everywhere else, holds.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity.
apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Umbra. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.